This your host, your best friend, Carmen Strength, with No Attachments Weekly Podcast dedicated to self-care. Before we start, can you please hit the follow button or the bell? Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, I know it's been a while. It's been a minute since I've been on this podcast, but I'm sorry. I had to drop some feelings and some friends that were toxic attachments. And when I tell you they were toxic, they were so toxic. I had to drop it. I had to drop them like it was hot because they was all over my drip. Okay, so the first topic we're going to talk about let's catch facts and not feelings. And we're going to talk about 4 facts that the credit bureaus won't tell you. Stay tuned to No Attachments. Come on in and get this front row and let's talk about the tea. It is hot. It is hot off the press. So what we're going to talk about, let's catch facts and not feelings. So I'm going to tell you what happened. This happened to me personally. Okay, what happened is, you know, your girl, your best friend, Carmen Strength, decided, okay, I will join this social club that's incorporated with a biker's club. Okay, I'll try. No big deal. I heard good things. I heard bad things. Okay, I'm going to find out for myself. So I had different biking clubs that were recruiting, but I decided I picked one particular riding club. This was not a popular riding club. Riding club. So basically what a riding club, those are people that ride motorcycles, and social clubs, we're just basically there for assistance. So, you know, we socialize. We do everything that everybody does, but we just don't ride the bikes. Okay, I said, okay, I love the camaraderie. Okay, I love the sisterhood, the unity. Okay. It seemed like everything was good. The founder, the president, she reached out. Seemed like she's a nice lady and everything. So, okay, no problem and everything. But, you know, everybody put their good foot forward at first. So, okay, it seemed to be a good impression. She let me see the chats, what they were doing day to day. Basically, like, the whole dynamics of the social club. Okay, so, you know, this took place like around December 2020. I say, why not do something different? I always wanted to join one, so why not? Okay, so I go head on. Everything seemed like it's doing good and everything. And she says we have to get our shirts. So I get my shirt, take pictures of it. Okay, I'm on the website. Okay, we go on and on. Everything seems to be good. So she basically we're basically waiting on the COVID, when will things open up? We can all get together and meet each other. It seemed like all the pictures and everything that we were talking about in the chat, in the Facebook messenger, it seemed like everybody's on was on one accord. So it goes on and everything. So, okay, no problem. They seem to be good, you know, good upstanding ladies. I have no problem with it. So we go on, and after that, you know, she tells us about our vest. You know, you get vested. That's when you had a big day and everything. Vested when you become official. So it seemed like every time we were getting close to the vesting time, which the anniversary would have been 6 years in March of 2021. Okay, that didn't happen because most of the ladies, they didn't get their vest on time. And so we had to put it back. So then she decided to put it back. We're going to put it back on May the 1st, 2021. Okay, so she put it back on May 1st, 2021. Then she decides, okay, no, we're not going to do that because that was a National Girls Bikers Day. So we're not going to do that. So we're going to schedule again. So why they keep rescheduling everything, I realized, I said, I notice a lot. I still, this organization is consistently inconsistent. And I have a problem with that. If you start out with one thing and you say we all gonna walk to the left, and then we're gonna walk to the left and we're gonna wear red shirts. Okay, don't stop in the middle of the process and say, well, we're not gonna do that. So I noticed it kept being a lot of inconsistency. So I'm like, well, I don't know. Well, anyway, it goes head on. We all meet up. We have a big thing. They rent out like two theaters. So I get to meet. I get to meet my new sisters and everything, my riding sisters, and I get to see my social sisters, and it's real nice. We like hit it off. It was just like real nice, but everybody was there, but the founder and the president, the one that orchestrated everything, we never met her. I was like, she's not here. And you always telling us about attendance and how important it is. And you can't be an officer unless you attend the events, because she does not want their members to be more active than the officers. Okay, I get what I'm saying. But then you don't show up. Okay, you don't show up, but then you never apologize for not showing up, whether through a text or through a messenger, the chat. We're always in the messenger chat and everything. So I'm like, okay, I'll let it slide by. Okay, life happens. Okay, so it moves on. So then everybody take pictures, you know, we upload it, we put it on our site, on our Facebook site and everything. Everybody hot. Okay, so we do that. So we go head on and then we chat. She was so happy. She was telling us about it. Now, this is the founder and the president. So as everything go on, I'm beginning to see red flags. So I noticed that I had asked her about a particular person that was in there. I said, oh yeah, so-and-so. And I was like, okay, I went to church with her. I once went to church with this young lady. Then she started telling me, well, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have her. And I don't know about that. Okay, first of all, you don't know me. I don't know you. We never saw each other face-to-face. And you are already telling me something negative about someone that I told you that I knew. Most people know, if people automatically say, that's my cousin, that's my friend, I know them, if they have anything to say, hey, they're going to keep that at a minimum, or they're going to keep their mouth closed. So, okay, I didn't pay attention to it. I went on. So as I see things going on, I noticed that in a chat, we have a young lady in the chat. And I noticed the young lady in the chat, she's a little bit old. She's older, but not older. I mean, she's a young adult. So the lady was in her 20s, but the lady always needed permission. She said her parents were very protected over her. And this is a grown lady. So I kind of heard that in the chat, but you know, I never think nothing about it. So I come back to the chat hours later, and I hear the founder and the president. I hear that they're talking about this particular lady, the one that needs permission to go somewhere. Okay, then the founder and the president, she said, okay, she's special needs. I have a problem with that. Because special needs people, they can live a life just like we live a life. And I feel like she was marked. And there was nothing special needs about this lady. But the lady, she had already taken the lady. She took the lady out the group so she can talk about her. And everybody, they were talking and different things. And I just listened. And I was like, whoa, you know. So I was like, okay, you took this lady out of group and put her in another group. And so you're going to have a field day about this lady's special needs. I have a problem with that. But I went on. I say, well, maybe, I don't know. I went on. That was another red flag. So I'll go head on, because my mind, I'm focused. I'm focused because, hey, I'm not going to have no attachments. I'm moving forward because our goal is we're trying to get vested. We're excited and everything. So, okay, it goes on, and then I notice she comes back and she talks about the how important it is to be present. So she said the ladies that couldn't go to the movies or whatever, she said it won't be held against them, but it will just show that, you know, they wasn't present. So in other words, it was held against them. I say, okay, how can you hold someone up to a higher standard? You are the founder and the president, and you didn't even come. You didn't even apologize. You didn't even send a text message. You didn't send you didn't go on duo. You didn't do nothing. You didn't, you know, just say, you know, I can't be there or anything. So I was like, okay. So as we going along, I noticed that the dates have already been changed 3 times that when we supposed to visit. Okay, that's another red flag. So then I tell her that I'm interested in being an officer. Okay, so I'm in the officer's chat. This is another chat. All these chats on Facebook. Now, remind you, I have nothing against Facebook, but I basically go on Facebook really to catch up on my family and friends. And I might message someone, but that's all I know. I don't really, you know, I deal with all of the social medias, but Facebook is just to keep in touch, see what's going on. Cause Facebook is basically for family and friends. I basically do not do that much marketing on Facebook and friends, because you know how it is Facebook. I mean, you know how it is with family and friends. Those basically are not my main customers, because you know how it is. They take it for granted. Your main customers are strangers. Okay. So, I'm in this chat and she's talking about the different, okay, the officers and stuff. So, automatically she changes. I see her that she's trying to make many of the women that are in the social club, she's like putting pressure on them to be in the riding club. Okay, and I noticed that, so it's a lot of, you know, shifting going on. No problem. Okay, then she started telling the officers about the rules and different things, because if you're in the social club, and then as you transition to the riding club, you have different rules and different things. And I know she's saying about different things, and it's a little alarming and everything. And I'm kind of saying it to myself, okay, I'm in here with the officers because I want to be a potential officer. But it seemed like this is something she should share with everybody. You should let everybody know what they're getting into. You're just telling, okay, we just want you to be in a riding club. It's like the riding club is more important than the social club, but we have more people in the social club than we have in a riding club. So I noticed that. I kind of see that. I say, oh, that's a, okay, I see a little pressure. So as the days go by, I see there's different things that the riders need to know and different things. I'm kind of saying to myself, I think she needs to tell everyone what they're getting into, the riding club as well as the social club. Because some people may not know that, because many of the young ladies that I met, they got in there for the camaraderie, the sisterhood, and the unity. Okay? So you already know, I'm already seeing it ain't that much unity. Okay? So, I mean, as a whole, the sisters. But we already know you're just, you know, you're as strong as your weakest link. So I already see the weakest link is the founder and the president. Because everything starts with her and ends with her. Not good. We're not part of no council. We're not affiliated with anything else. So she basically makes the rules as she go. So I noticed she had a bylaws, and she changed the bylaws like every other day. I was like, another red flag. Like I said, consistently inconsistent. Okay, so as we go along, I see different. I was like, well, I don't know. So, and I noticed that I have I do belong to an organization, and so I do have sorors, and I do have fraternity brothers. And I noticed that they were in other biking clubs, and I was talking to them, and I noticed I could just talk to them for about 10 minutes.
Okay, so I see this. Okay, this is, I see too much inconsistency. And I remember a conversation that I had with her a couple of months earlier. She's like, "Oh no, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna be part of Linked. We're not gonna do that. They're very unprofessional. We're not gonna affiliate with this." So I was like, "Okay, that's pretty good," because I've heard horror stories about, you know, biker clubs and everything. So I said, "Okay." So she said, "We basically stay to ourselves," and so I said, "Okay, I have no problem with it. You know, just as long as I'm for the sisterhood. I'm for the sisterhood. I'm for unity. I'm for empowerment." So I had no problem with that. So as we gradually gone along, I see different things. So I noticed that we had two other chapters. It was other women that wanted to come under her umbrella. So if you got to have so many people in the social group as well as the riding group, riding club, to be a part of it. So we had some sisters from this lady. She went and got some ladies from another city, a Killeen, and another lady went and got some women from Dallas. And I noticed I was in the group. She's like, "Yeah, we all gonna get together. All the officers. I'm gonna rent a place, and we're gonna have a slumber party and just talk." Well, one of the ladies that's a part of her chapter in another city, you know, she was excited. And then she said, "Oh no, not y'all. No, Colleen and Dallas, y'all won't be coming. See, I really don't know y'all. I really don't know y'all." And then it wouldn't be fair, you know, to have a slumber party, and I really don't know y'all, and it might be personality conflicts and all that. And I was like, "Whoa." And to me, I was like, "Wow. What happened about team building? What happened about sisterhood unity? How will you ever get to know them if you never come together?" But they're coming under your organization to be a part of it. So we were all one big part of the organization, but they just is going to be in two different cities. Really, they're doing you a favor because this is your organization. They pay dues every month to be a part of you. And then you're knocking them down. So if you're the founding president and you don't want them to be a part of it, to me, that's already division. So to me, that's not sisterhood. That's not unity. That's not empowerment. I don't know what it is because to me, I realize you got too much power. You're not affiliated with any other organization. You don't come under any rules. You change the bylaws daily for you. And I'm wondering, then I'm beginning to see the membership decrease. And I know there's always problems, and I know you're always fussified. And you're always talking about what someone else did, but I never seen you put the blame on you. It's always someone else. And one thing I'm very leery of, whether it's a church, whether it's an organization, a fraternity, or you can be on a job, if you do not have no one around you, especially the leader or leaders, and everybody says yes. Oh no, absolutely. Oh no, absolutely, totally. Oh no, absolutely. Oh no, you have no checks and balances. Oh no, it will crumble, it will come down. Because I'm like, this is too much power for one lady. You said you started this organization because you had no life, and as I can see, you have no life if you're changing bylaws every day and you're working from home. So you decided to start this organization because you had nothing else to do. You had one daughter, and she had she had left, you know, she left the nest. And I noticed that, okay, you got enough time to change bylaws every day. You working from home. What's really going on? You got enough time to fuss. You gotta say something. And I noticed you always and I noticed she became critical as we was getting closer to the vesting thing. And I'm looking at, you don't have no calendar. Most organizations have their calendar filled for the year, least 6 months. I know we don't have that. So I'm starting seeing inconsistency. And so, you know, I am a mental health advocate. And I have been to classes. And I'm starting saying, make this make sense. So I started seeing different things. I like, no, I don't think I want to do this. So she started moving us around in different, because within a social group, we had two other social groups. So social group one, social group two. Social group two were the new incomers, which I was a part of that. Social two group was basically the ones that had like been there, I assume, for a year or more. And then they had the bikers, which she pulled mostly from the social group one, but she ended up pulling for social group two. So I started seeing different things. I said, everything is inconsistent. Okay, we done went from a riding club to a motorcycle club. Okay, as I hear you talk, it seemed like you're learning as you go. You really don't know too much about, it seemed like you know more about social club. It seemed like you don't know too much about the riding club and the motorcycle club. Motorcycle club has more rules, more laws. You come up under somebody affiliated, which the riding club, it does, but it's a little bit more lax. You know, it's like I can get everybody, we all mental health advocates, we all get together, we decide we're going to be a riding club. Versus a motorcycle club. So I'm starting seeing all this inconsistency. I started seeing this a kind of, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm beginning to see a lot of bipolar flying around. I'm beginning to see a lot of schizophrenia flying around. I'm beginning to see mood disorders. I'm beginning to see a lot. And by the way, this is not a letdown to the mental health community. Because trust me, I am definitely a mental health advocate. I lost a friend to mental health, and I have relatives that are battling, that are struggling with mental health illnesses. So as I go around, I start seeing some things. I'm like, okay, this don't make sense. You keep changing up. We keep changing days. Nothing is consistent. So I go ahead on. So I noticed, I talked to one of my biker friends. I don't think I want to be in this organization. So I talked to my biker friend. She's like, well, do you want to leave the organization? Because maybe, you know, it's, you know, it may be messy, gossip, you know, things like that. Because I know sometimes many of us women, we get together, we get catty and territorial, and, you know, anything can pop off. So I said, no, I said, you know, maybe she restructuring. So, okay, we took it as that, and I went on. So, okay, I'll go ahead on, I take it as that, but I'm still looking back. She put me in another organization, but she said, well, you could be Sergeant at Arms. I was like, I don't think I want to be a Sergeant at Arms. I think I would like, you know, I thought we were running for office. She told us the social club, too, we can run for office. She said later on, like months to come. But all of a sudden, she changed, and she started appointing people. So, when people started appointing, I said, oh, that's too much power. What happened to voting? Voting, to me, is more fair. Though everybody said it may not be fair. But so when you start appointing, I know you can appoint Sergeant at Arms. I know you can appoint the chaplain. But when we started, we started doing it, I said, oh, no. So I was like, literally, I was like, this ain't right. I said, she have a double mind. And it talks about that in the Bible, a person with a double mind, they can't be trusted because they over here, they not hot, they not, you either going to be hot or you going to be cold. You can't be lukewarm. And I noticed that she surrounded herself around people and she pointed people that were never going to go against her. I said, you know, iron, we already know iron sharpens iron. So we already know everything, it starts with you and it ends with you. That's not very good. I say, woo, this lady, she got too much power. She got too much time on your hand. If you have to change bylaws every day, you changing groups, you pointing this, you putting this on the schedule, you taking this off the schedule, you doing this, you ain't doing that. I said, nah, inconsistent. She said she working from home. You working from home, but you always in a chat. You starting new chats. You have too much going on the day to day and talk. I'm like, well, when do you ever work? Because if you're working, I don't think you get too much work done. So As I see this, okay, like I said, my biker sorority, she's my sorority sister. She's a biker. And she tell me, you go ahead and stay in there and you go ahead. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and stay now. So this is when it all go down. It starts Monday. Monday, all of a sudden, okay, Monday, I check my chats because she's always putting something in there. She got so many different chats on Facebook. She can do so much with Facebook. It was things that I didn't know you could do. I say, well, God, do you ever go to the gram? Do you ever go to the Twitter? I mean, do you ever go to Snapchat? Do you ever go to TikTok? I mean, you got so much information. Why don't you make a podcast? So I start seeing so much going on. It's like she was all over the place. She want to run everything. You the founder, you the president, you the president of the social club, you the president of the bikers. You're going to be the president of social club one, social club two. You over here, you're going to do that. But then when you don't want to be bothered, oh, go ahead and talk to the vice president. Go ahead and do that. I know when it's something you want to do. Like when you went out and you said you was drunk. You didn't want to talk on the phone. I'll talk to you tomorrow, but you don't know what I had. But we talking about unity. We talking about sisterhood. We talking about empowerment. So as everything go along and everything, this is what happened. Now, this is when we get the tea. All of a sudden, I work. Of course, I own my own business and everything, but I also contract with other companies. All of a sudden, okay, I'm taking a break. I'm talking to my cousin, and all of a sudden, I look down and I just see on his chat, take it down, don't do this, delete this. What? I'm like, what's going on? I was like, okay, so I go in there and they look, and everybody they text me, it's the president, the sergeant at arms, and they were like, you need to take it down. They said I had a recorder. Now I don't know nothing about recording on Facebook. Facebook, like I say, I just go on there to get information, see who died, what's going on, who graduated, and what's the latest thing. Are they wearing Chucks and Pearls? I mean, what's going on? What's the latest thing? So I go to the chat with the officers. That happened to be the one. They said, I got a recorder. I say, what's going on? I'm thinking I'm going on the chat. I'm trying to erase. I thought I literally erased it or remove whatever they said. I never even listened to it. I never even knew what it was. It wasn't even a big deal. I didn't know what was going on. Because remember, I'm at work. I'm in my office, minding my own business. Just happened to talk to my cousin on the phone. Okay. After that all happens, I talk to the sergeant on. They say, take it down. Well, by that time, I didn't have a chance to take it down because the founder, the president, the Miss Inconsistent, the Miss Wishy-Washy, the person all over the place, Miss Inconsistent, she cut me out the chat. So, okay, how can I do that? So, okay, I text her and she was like, no worries. She was like, she said it was just a recording. It sounded like you was having intercourse. I said, well, I wouldn't have an intercourse. I'm at work. So she said, no worries. She said, we were just all jealous that you was having intercourse and we wasn't. I said, okay. So she went on. So I went on. She said, no worries. But in the back of my mind, I said, I know this can't be true because I hear her talk about everybody else. So I'm like, she's a little two-faced. She two-faced. And I said, I don't really know. Miss Inconsistent, I'm sorry. She gonna let this go? No, the one that write bylaws all the time, the one that's always fussing, asking sisters, do they have a vest and everything? And the one that's checking to make sure when you got your vest, was it delivered? But when she sends something to you and she telling she mailed it out, she tells she mailed it out today, but you don't get it till 3 weeks later. That one that said no worries, nah. Not gonna buy it. So I had in the back of my head, I like, nah. I said, I already have in my mind. I said, they made me sergeant of arms, which I didn't ask for. But I said, she probably gonna remove me from that. The way she is, she probably gonna remove me from it. So I go ahead on with my life. I'm not even worried about that. I said, okay, no problems. I tried to explain. I put my phone down. I think I was listening to a song that was X-rated. It's an R&B song on YouTube. And I think somehow I put it down, because sometimes I throw my phone down or whatever. I think it hit that. I had apps open. I had a chat. We got a million chats and they all on Facebook. I want to tell her, baby, let me introduce you to Slack or GroupMe, what real people do, professional people do. But hey, so I think in the midst of that, it could have touched something or whatever, because I really didn't know nothing about no recording. She the only one records in Facebook. Okay, so it goes on. So the next day, it's after 20, it's been over 24 hours. She puts me in a chat, Facebook chat. That's it. I guess it's the only thing she know. And I can see she don't have too much diversity. I can tell she don't know too much about social media. So she puts me in there. She puts my president. She puts the vice president in there. And so I didn't really read the chat. She's like, no, we need to go over this. We need to talk this out and everything. I thought it was already done, because I talked to you, the founder, the president. Everything starts with you and it ends with you. So after that, I look in the chat. I try to call her. She said, oh no, I'm in a conference meeting, and let's keep it in there, whatever. Okay, she does that, which I know she probably not in a conference meeting, because this is the lady that texts and chat all day. When she tell us she working, we don't know. She might get the check. She might get a check every month for the people that got a problem. Okay, so as everything going along, I put it in there. I said, I'm sorry, whatever. I was at work. I don't know what the button hit. I don't know, and all this. And I said this and all that. So I started to put other things, like, no, I didn't. I wasn't having sex. I wasn't doing this. I wasn't doing that. But something told me, try the spirit by the spirit. If you come to her humble in a good place, she should be able to hear my heart or whatever I'm saying, and then it should embrace her. And really, I was trying to unarm her. Okay, so I do that. She comes back immediately after I put the text, but you say you working, you on a conference call. You come in there and she puts about four recordings that she put on this Facebook Messenger. And what she does is, that's all I wanted. I want you to do. Then she's going to say, I know you hit the button. I knew you did this and you did that. Common sense. If I was having sexual intercourse, which I was not. If I was having sexual intercourse, if everybody was texting me and telling me to take it down, how would I know they were doing that? But you said I was being disrespectful to the sergeant at arms and everything. And what was I really trying to? Really, I think you really blew this out of proportion, because you were all in your feelings. Because you like, this is my organization. This is, I sort of say, you're going to tear it down. You're going to tear it down by yourself. So as we go ahead on, she said, that's all we want to hear. But she never told the other lady that I had apologized the day before, and she said no worries, but then she want to pick that up. Oh, she stayed on that. She grind on that. I saw her say, I never even heard the recording. What's the recording? I was like, well, what's really going on? I mean, what's really going on? I mean, is this really about me? This about your feelings? I mean, what's really going on? Because this is about something going on. This not going on about what you thought you heard. Because she said that the ladies heard that. But my understanding, the ladies told me it sound like it, but it wasn't necessarily that. So she told me, like, I did this deliberately, whatever. I already knew. When she came back at me, I said, this lady have no love. She has no sisterhood. She knows nothing about that. She has no unity. She's not empowering anybody. She has no empathy. She has no sympathy. I was like, everything's showing me that she doesn't have love. So I was like, okay, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm taking, she don't have no friends. Okay, so you don't have no friends, no associates, no well-wishers, no acquaintance. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that you build this organization, so you probably can attack, bully, control everybody. But guess what? She won't be controlling Carmen Strick. So as it went on, I decided to cut my ties. And so basically what I'm trying to say, just basically sum everything. I know I went through every detail. I went on the freeway. I went down the street. I know I went through the rural area, come back to the city to tell you what was going on. So basically what I was basically saying, a lot of times we need to get the facts. Stop catching feelings. Because when you get your feelings are nothing but emotions. You can't really get to the bottom of it if you always got your feelings. That's why I love that song that Jasmine Sullivan sings. She said, come and pick up your feelings. You need to pick up your feelings because I don't know. Only reason why that offend you, it only offend you. Things only offend you if it's at a place that you will never heal from. So I don't know what place you was never healed from, for it sexually, for it being sisterhood, friendship, or whatever. Because it's like you stayed on it. And I bet you she probably reviewed that recording over and over and over and over. And you know I was everything in that chat but a child of God. I bet you she never once say, let's lift a prayer. Let's help her. Let's reach out to her. Never hug, kisses, or anything. She never done it. That never even came across her mind. She never entertained it. You know why it never came across her mind? Because you never practice it. You never practice it. And this is what you do. But I thank God I am a strong person. I can move on because I move on. And then in the end, this is your organization. Everything starts and ends with you. And I'm going to pay my dues to be bullied, to be controlled, so you can be in your feelings. Because evidently, you don't know nothing about friendship. You don't know nothing about sisterhood. You know nothing about that. I don't even know she has siblings. And I noticed about that. She never talks about her family. She only talks about her daughter and her grandchild. And I know very seldom she see her granddaughter. And she's already feuding with her granddaughter's mother. So I see the problem is you. And so far I know there have been plenty sisters. The membership did go down. And we have many of the women decided they did not want to go to be vested. And she was telling me, I'll take you out to chat and come back in November. Who does that? And every other biker / social group is recruiting, prospecting. So no one wants to be treated like that. No one wants to pay their money to be treated like that. So I ask of you and everyone, try to catch the facts. Stop catching the feelings. Let's get out our feelings. Because I have nothing against her. I love her. I wish her the best. But she got to get herself together. She need to get herself together before she try to get all these ladies together. Because she discombobulated. She all over the place. I don't know if she need to take her meds. I don't know if she need to go to the therapist. I don't know if she needs to forgive somebody. I don't know what she need to do, but something is a stoppage that's stopping her from receiving all that she can get to the next level or the next dimension. Because for you to talk about over 72 hours a whole week about a recorder that you think a person was having sexual intercourse and they wasn't, they telling you, and you was like, you are. I'm like, okay, I am not a child. So it's a problem because you felt so offended because it's a place that you haven't healed from. You're having problems, and I don't know what that is. That's not for me to figure it out because I'm not trying to catch your feelings. So that's what we need to do in life when we on our jobs or our manager, our supervisor, our team lead, or whoever, our management period, they say something, we need to check ourselves first and see, am I in a dark place? Because if you're in a dark place and you're thinking dark, you're going to receive it dark, which means you're going to receive it negative. If you in a good place, you're going to receive it as a positive. Okay, yeah, I get it. We can do this. Maybe, and looks, she don't know. It may not have been me. It could have been somebody else. And then if I was having sexual intercourse, maybe I had a problem. Maybe it wasn't so. You could have pulled me to the side or whatever. She don't know what I was going through. Or maybe it was someone else, but it wasn't. You never tried to seek the truth because you was in your feeling. You was in your feeling because you got this social riding club. And hey, you gonna run this. You got too much power. Absolute power absolutely corrupts. And that's what we need to do in every aspect of our lives. And that's what I try to do. If somebody, something happened, I always look. Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe this went wrong. You don't know what's going on. And I remember this lady told me about this parable. This man was on a subway. And all his kids, he had four kids. They was all jumping up and down in on the seats of the subway. And he was not paying attention. He wasn't telling them to sit down. He wasn't disciplining them. He was not doing none of that. And it was somebody on the subway. You know, everybody kept saying, why don't you say something to his kids? They were just jumping up and down and everything. That's like, you know, they can hurt themselves or whatever. And it was one lady that decided to take a step, and she was asking the man. She came to him in a clear, in a positive way and from a positive place. And she asked him, sir, is everything okay? And he was telling her, I am trying to figure out how I can tell all of my four kids that their mother passed. That's deep. You were looking at the kids, but the lady, she saw him. She saw his heart. She had empathy and sympathy. She had the love of God in her heart. And she saw something was going wrong. She did not go off on him. She did not go off on the kids. And he told her, he had something else going on. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to tell these kids. They happy now. He looking at they're happy. Everybody looking like, wow, they all over the place. They jumping up and down like animals in the zoo. But he's trying to figure out how can he break it to his kids that their mother have passed. So we take that. You never know a person walk. Always put yourself in their shoes. Maybe it coulda, woulda, shoulda. We never know because we all have different seasons in our life, but we still that same person. You might meet a person, they might be in the winter part of their life, or they might be in the spring part of their life, or they might be in the summer part of their life, or they might be in the fall part of their life. You know how the winter is. The winter can be cruel. You look at the trees, there's no leaves. You going through, nothing is growing. That's the winter part of our life. And you never know, but you might see that person. They might be in the spring part of their life. What is spring? It's new beginnings. It's growth. So that's still that person, but it all depends what season you saw them in and what they're going through. Like that man, he was going through the fall season of his life, which was death. So we should not catch feelings. We should catch facts. We're at the second section of our podcast. We want to talk about facts that credit bureaus will not tell you. Number one, you can remove collections without paying it. You can dispute it. Number two, you can remove bankruptcy at any time. I know we've been taught it's over a period of time. You can only do it after a certain amount of years. Not so a myth. And number three, you can hide your credit utilization. And number four, you can freeze Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax so your credit cannot be pulled. You know, a lot of times we don't know our credit is pulled if we are renting an apartment, if we're going for a job, those are things that we don't know that our credit has been pulling, but you can freeze that. And if you need more information, I met this nice young lady, and her name is Coach Chaz. And you can reach her at 205-535-9199. And she's also on TikTok. And she'll be more than happy to help you with your credit. She also does a free consultation. And she also has email is chasadeemcgown@gmail.com. Again, is chasadeemcgown@gmail.com. And again, her name is Coach Chaz, and her phone number is 205-535-9199. And you could tell her that Carmen Strength from No Attachment referred you. Thank you for listening to No Attachments with Carmen Strength. Diamond for today, we just gonna say we gonna catch facts and not feelings in every aspect of our life. Remember, you can send positive comments and suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember, always be necessary, be intentional, and be relevant. And always, I love you now, love you later. See you on the next attachments. See you on the next No Attachments with Carmen Strength. Be blessed.